Van Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. The Machaber says as follows: Im ein loy elo kais echad. The person only has one kais, and he needs this kais for kiddush at night and kiddush in the morning. So he does as follows: Mekadish boy balaylo. He makes kiddush on this kais at night. But he doesn't drink from this kais that he made kiddush on. Because by drinking from the kais, he will make the yayin pogum, and he will be unable to use this wine for kiddush in the morning. Hello. So what does he do? He made kiddush at night. Hello, shayfech mimenu lekois acher. He made kiddush at night from this kais, and he pours out a maloy lugmav, which is a leiv revius, lekois acher, into a second kais. V'toyin yayin shel kiddush me'akos hasheni, and he drinks from the second kais. Ulemochol, and the next day mikadesh b'meshen nishar b'chos rishon, he will make kiddush on what is left over in the first kais. Now, if so, that means as follows: if the first kais had, let's say, a revius and a half in it, a little more than a revius and a half, so then he has no problem. So he drank a revius at night, and now there's a revius left, and he'll make kiddush on the revius which is left over. And that is what he means, Olamocho mikadish b'mesh nishar b'kais rishon. And that's the case what he's speaking about. V'im loy hoya boy elo revius b'timsum. But what is, when he started out with this first kais, he only had a revius b'tzimtzim, exactly a revius. V'nechzar mimenu balaylo, and now from this revius, there's missing a rov revius that he had drunk for the kiddush for at night. What? Mois goy lemochol, so he will add water to the wine that's left over. Lashlimay l'revius, that'll be mashlimit to a revius. So, what? We can add the water. How much water they put in already. But you can, we'll see here, it's speaking about it was a strong wine. And you can add water. You can add water by our wine also. I forgot already the exact chishbonus, how much water one can add. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shaytech mimenu, he pours out from the first kais, kishir melay lugmav, a shir of melay lugmav, because this is the minimum amount that one is mechuyim to drink from a kais shel brochen. And he drank this mei hakois hasheni, and he did this in order not to be poigim the yayin that he had made kiddush on. Rabbi Magen Avraham hiskim ledas ha-toisves. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Mechaber, and he brings down Shitas ha-toisves. And what is Shitas ha-toisves? The chois shall chayva tzorech akois, that's akois shall chayva, which means akois shall bichas amozim, akois shall kiddish, akois shall avdolem, whatever akois shall chayva tzorech liyois hatihima davken mikois sheyesh by revius yayin. You have to be toyim from a kois that has a revius in it. So the way the Mechaber said, you're not doing this. You're pouring a malay lugmav into a second kois, and you are drinking the second kois. And according to Shitas HaToisvus, you weren't yaitzev. Shitas HaToisvus is that you have to be toyim of a kois that has a revius in it. And here you're not doing that. So, but he has a problem. What should he do? So the Magen Avraham says, "Valkein hanochein sheyasekach." So he should do as follows. Yishpoich mitchila meakois arishin l'seich kois acher. He should pour some wine into a second kois, but the yizoyer, he has to be careful she yishoyer by revius yayin, that in the first kois there should still be left over a revius. Fine. The yitam may hakois arishin kishir malay lugmo. Now from the kois arishin, he will drink a malay lugmo rav revius. Now he has a problem though. He has a problem. The yain is nogum. Afterwards, yishpoich hayayin shebekois acher, the wine in the second kois, lesoich koizet, into this kois, the bozeh through pouring in the new wine into the old kois, niskan pegimosoi. With that, he's misaken the pegime. That's how you can be misaken a kois ogum. The yuchal kaddish olav em yesh bayat revius yayin. So now, if you have a revius, if you have a revius in the old kois, so you can make kiddush now by day from the old kois, because the pegime was niskan. You were misaken the pegime. Yeah, let us see. Mekadosh b'meshenisha. Now, so we said the portion, the case of the Mechaber was that he had in the kais, let's say, a little bit more than a revius and a half. So the Mechaber says he drinks a maloy lugmov for the kiddush of Friday night, and now he has left over a revius. Mekadosh b'meshenisha. So by day, he'll be mekadosh on the leftover wine. Miloshin is there, mashmer. From this loshin, it would seem the mekadosh b'zeh hakois gufo. You could be mekadosh on this kois, because he says you make kiddush on the leftover wine. So it seems the wine that's left over in the first kois, you're mekadosh on that. Va'av de la'el besif yud kosav de tzorech liyois ha'kois molei. We learned that the kois has to be full. And now if you took out from the coast a loaf of meal and you're making kiddush on that which is left over, it's so it's not full. You have a partially full coast. Zeh rak l'mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, one should make kiddush on a full case. V'ein ma'akiv im eloi. But if he doesn't have another case, so he'll make kiddush on a case that is not full. Upashut dim yesh loy kois acha katan mizeh, if he has a kois which is smaller, so chlish b'chayayin l'soicha k'deshi yamolei. If he could make kiddush on a kois molei, he should zicha do this. But from the lashon of the mechaber, it would seem that if he doesn't have, he can be mekadish ala yayin shenisham, in the wine that was left over in the first case, even though it's not a case molei. What if he has a revius betzimtzum? So lav davka doesn't have the revius betzimtzum. He is more than a revius. But after he drank a revius, he doesn't. Let's say he had a revius and a quarter. So now, after drinking the Malay Lugmav, he has less than the Rabbis. The Nokat Hochil Rabuse, he wants to tell you a Chiddush. The Afilu Bozem, he's starting off with a kois which only has a revius, he can still accomplish to make twice kiddush on this kois. Afilu bezeh yesh lo itakon neidei mezigas mayim, umayrin it is speaking about shahoyo hayayin chozog, that the wine was a strong wine. Sha'achar ha-mezige yochal l'kadish olo. After the mezige, after pouring water, you can still make kiddush on it. V'ayin l'kama b'simen reishayin v'yisivei, they will learn hilchas mezige. Fine. So the vial we had, a person had one case of wine, and he can make on this case twice kiddush, and we had an answer what to do, that the wine should not be pogum by the second time around, and that's what the mechaber said. So we took care with one case, two kiddushim. He made kiddush at night and kiddush in the morning. Now let's go back to the mechaber. The Hainu Davkin, but this Seder that we said, he has one case of wine, and we said he should make kiddush at night and in the morning, and we showed how he can do this. The Hainu Davkin, sheyesh loy kois acher lahavdolem, but he has another case for havdolem. Sheim loy kain. If he does not have a kois for Havdolah, so then there's a different seder in Gansen. If he has only one kois, and he has a choice, so they make kiddush at night, kiddush in the morning, or Havdolah, Mutav sheyanichenu lehavdolah sheyavshe bepas. If he only has one kois, and he has three options, so you make kiddush on the challis at night. In the morning you won't make kiddush, and you're going to use this case for Abdullah. מוטב שיניכנו לעבדולה שיבשה בפס. מי שיקדיש עליו, גוס אבינט גוינג טו בי טרום. אין מי קידיש על דוויין את נאין. ולא יהי לא יין לעבדולה. שבון אבני וויין פו עבדולה שדוס נבנטר. So the only is one case, so then there's a different seder. Use this for Abdullah, make Kiddush at night on the Chalas, and by day, you eat without Kiddush. Vim yesh lo yishnei koisois mitzumtzomim acha mezigir. What if he has two koisis, two diluted koisis? Is Yikadish Balayla Be'echot, so then he should make Kiddush at night. There's Zichem, an Indian to make Kiddush Al Hayayin over Chalas. So if you can't do this, you should make Kiddush at night on one Kais. V'yavdol Al Hasheni, and make Avdola on the second Kais. And by day, v'lo yikadish b'yoyim. The kiddush alayla odif. It is preferable to make kiddush on wine at night and not to make kiddush at all by day than to make kiddush on the chalas at night and to make kiddush by day. So this is, we're juggling around if a person has a minimum supply of wine, what to do. Now let us read the Mishnah Berurah. V'haino davke, koi adaleel, it is going, and we started off, imein loy elo kois echod. So the Mechaber was telling us what to do. Shekosa the Sheshle Kesechon Mekadish Boy Belailo. Vashmin and Dainu Davke, he has a case for Havdolah. Muto. Was that Ayri Shulchan Aruch? Now the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about, he said, put everything away for Havdolah. So we're speaking about Shahakois Ushir Mitzumtzum Umemuzik Kvav. He has a kois which is only a revius and it's diluted already. So he can't split this kois. And he has three options, Kiddush at night, Kiddush in the morning or Havdolah. And that is that the Mechaber says, put it away for Havdolah. The Ilav Hochi, if he has wine which he can dilute. Hello, Yochel, a Kaddish Balayla. You can make Kiddush at night. Ola Mosgay, La Shlomi Gamba Abdullah, and now. But we're speaking about now, he only has one case. So then, the priority is Abdullah. Shianichenu La Abdullah. That is what the Mechaber says. V'yesh oimrim. Now there are other shittas rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah isn't paskening like this, but we just have to know the kiddush halayla odif mehavdolim. Others say kiddush halayla. Kiddush halayla is a deraisa. So memela you make him one kois, you make kiddush at night and finish. For my day, for Abdullah, I'm an honest, which I do. I don't name why. So others hold that is preferable to make Kiddush, not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber juggled the situation, you use it for Abdullah, and you'll make Kiddush at night, I'll pass. Others hold that Kiddush at night is more choshuv than Abdullah. Fine. Okay, but he doesn't seem to paskel like that. He's just telling us that there's such a day. V'afilu l'das ha-shulchan aruch. But afilu, according to the shulchan aruch, that the shulchan aruch said, we have one kois, you put it away for Abdullah, He says, Im yesh loy sheicha le'avdolim. But what if he has beer or chamar medina? He has a drink which is served l'shem shivus. People serve this. Others say tea, coffee. This is something which is given l'shem kavod. That means chamar medina means this is in the place of wine. You have a guest. You are serving this to your guest not because he's thirsty. No, this is a kavod. So others say tea, coffee. Others say fruit juice, not a concentrate. But he's talking about your beer. Im yesh loy sheicha lehavdole mutiv lekadesh al hayayin. So then, if you have chamar medina, so then everyone will agree that you have an eitzah for Avdolah, use the beer for Avdolah. So he makes now a merdike cheshbin. Dolekunei alme, according to everyone, mavdilin ashikra, one is permitted to make Avdolah and chamar medina and beer. The Moshe Kosev B'Simen Reishta Dikvav Sivveis. The Kiddush HaShikra, to make Kiddush and beer. How may Poiskim Oislim? Many Poiskim hold you cannot do it. But to make Kiddush HaLayla. So Kiddush HaLayla. So the Mechaber said, if you have one Kosh, you put it for Abdullah. And you'll make Kiddush on the Chalas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but if I have beer, if I have chamar medina, then you don't do this. You have an eitzah, I can make avdola on the beer, and I'm yoitzah according to everyone, and now I should use this wine for Kiddush at night, because many places can hold chamar medina, you're not yoitzah Kiddush at night. V'gam ala pas machmer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you cannot make Kiddush and Chalas also. V'lochein. Therefore, so that means if you have, that means the Mechaber said you should use the curse of wine for Avdolah. He's speaking that you don't have beer. If you have beer, your Avdolah is taken care of l'chola deis. Use this beer for Avdolah, and whatever wine you have left over, use it for Kiddush at night. L'chein afilu b'shachis, toiv yoyse shiye kaddish ala yayin, em yesh lo sheikh al Avdolah. That means, if he has, again, he has one place in beer, so chamar medina bayoim is also not so kosher. That means people make on schnapps or other things. It's not kosher. So memela, so if you have one case of wine and one case of beer, use the beer for Avdolah, which everyone agrees you are yoytze, and use the wine for Kiddush Bayoim. Biyu. Ma shenogu lekadesh beveis haknesses v'gam lahavdu. The minig that one makes Kiddush in shul, and they make Avdol in shul, v'zeh bevadai Avdol shul lohitzi rabim yidei chevosom Odef Mikidish Aina Laminik Mashakosav Simon Rei Samach Tazer. I think he means, he said before, there was a machloikis, if you have one kais, other paiskim held, you use this kais for Kiddush HaLaila, not like the Mechaber. He says that's only at home. But if you have one kais, and the shayla is unsure what to do, you should this use the kais for Havdalah and not for Kiddush HaLaila, because Kiddush HaLaila is only a minig. I know that the Mechaber says it would be Mevato the minig. Havdalah, you might see the Olam with Havdalah. The Kiddush HaLaila Odev, Uchdelel B'Simin Zersim Gimel, that means if you have a shayla, should I make Kiddush on Chalas at night and use the wine for Kiddush HaYoyim, or don't make Kiddush by Yoyim and make the Kiddush by Laila on wine, I should do this. Don't make Kiddush by Yoyim, L'chatrili, you should make Kiddush on the wine at night. Fine, Shom Mishaburus, if God knows. Amogin Avrom Hevi B'Shem Shiorei Knesses Agdoilo. The Shiorei Knesses Agdoilo brought down a minig, a very interesting minig. The Toy Lekadesh Al Kois Godol. He should make Kiddush on one big kois. Now let's talk about, let's make it interesting. This kois has three reviyasin. He has a big kois. So the Shoy Knesset Agdoila said, fill up this kois. Fill up this kois at night. Fill it up at night. She shah me oisa kais likidish ayoin ula abdola. Bahainu she yisaknenu b'chol pam shalayiye pogum. That means, v'yikach b'shachis uba abdola kais cotton me hakoinim kidei shiyiye molei. That means there was such an Indian that even this Avid Beichode mitzvah, you should do two more mitzvahs with him. So the Shoy Knesset Leila board, I should take a big kais and I should make Kiddush HaLaila on it. And if I drank on it, pour some water in it, then make Kiddush HaYoyim, and then make Kiddush, and then make Havdalah on it with the same wine. And it's a hiddel. It's a hiddel. I did three mitzvahs with this wine. That's what the Shoy Knesset Agdoila held. One kois, I did three mitzvahs with it. But it's not so poshut. The rabbi picked b'zeh minig. Chay b'mayim amot, chay b'mayim b'zeh. Because of the toiv yoysa, lasa is kiminogeno. So we don't do, others say it's not poshut to be mitzak in the kois. Others say it is preferable that the wine should be poured into the kois freshly for Kiddush HaLaila from the bottle, for Kiddush HaLaila, for Kiddush HaYoyim, for Havdalah. Now it should be standing in the kois a whole 24 hours. The others hold that this is a chesaron in the kois shel brachim. See if you'd base. Acher.
What is that?
So pour it back into the bottle. It shouldn't be open. It should be leave it on the table. You cover it. Perhaps it should be better put back into a bottle. Could be that would be better. Then use it in the morning for Kiddush. Here you want Tayyim from it. I mean, Tayshalayah, Leonel, Samamela, that's. But Al Tzvis Cheshbon could be. It's an Indian to put it before it back into the bottle. Yud Beis. Acher Shekiddish Alakais. Now. After one makes Kiddush, we make Kiddush already, Baruch Hashem, Neitel Yodo, you wash your hands, Mabarach al Netilas Yodayim, and you make a Moitzi. That's Poshut. We'll see, it's not so Poshut, but that's what the Mechaber says. Ve'im Notal Yodo Koidun Kiddush. What is if he washed on the Tilas Yadayim before Kiddush? Why did he do this? He did this because he was hungry. He wants to make a mitzi already. He wants to make a mitzi. That's him not al Yadav Kaidim Kiddush. And the means of it's up to him, he'll make Kiddush alapas. He washed already. He didn't ask any shailas. He washed al netilas yadayim. What? Yes. Not al yadav koidim kiddush. Goli daite. So these actions speak louder than words. He can't talk now anymore. But he showed us the rizq chabibolei that he wants to eat masavari. That's what he's saying. V'loy yekadesh al hayayin. So then he should not make kiddush on wine. Ella al hapas. Let's just say before we see Mishnah Berurah. There are two factors over here. This person just washed on the Tilas Yadayim. It's over and done with already. Now, there are two factors here. Number one, I see, and that's like his reason. He was hungry. He wants to eat pots already. And there is a svarim. It's not everyone agrees with this svarim, but there is a svarim, if he wants pas more than yayin, he should make kiddush on the pas. There is one shita like this, number one. Number two, there's another cheshbon. If he's going to make kiddush al hayayin, so the Bayre Priya Gofen will be a hefsik between the Netilas Yadayim and the Maitzi. He made on Netilas Yadayim, now he's making a Bayre Priya Gofen in Kiddush, and then he's going to drink the wine, and then he's going to make a Maitzi. So there are two factors over here. Number one, the other shittas that hold that if it's chomer leipas, he should not make kiddush al hapas. And number two, now that he made al netilas yadayim, so if he'll make a bayre priya gofen, he'll drink the wine before the maitzi, there's a hefsik between the netilas yadayim and the maitzi. We'll talk about the yekis soon. We'll talk about the remor. Okay. Fine. Let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. After she kiddush, after he made kiddush, the like item, you wash al netilas yadayim according to the mechaber after kiddush, kiddush lo yafsik b'ha kiddush v'netilas yadayim l'hamotzi. That means first you make kiddush because if you wash your hands, so the kiddush and the bar priya gofen will be you're making kiddush and the bar priya gofen, you're drinking wine, and then you're going to make hamotzi. There's a whole hamsik. So don't do this. Avol b'nei beisai, here's a mirnike chiddush, which is the Berurah paskins. She'einam mikachim ba'atman, ele yoytim b'shmiyosam mi balabayis. They're not saying anything, they're just answer amen. the Yaitza which Yemei Kainim, Yuchlu Lito Yedeim Kainim, Omer Dikachinish, they can wash on the Tilas Yedeim, and then they're not saying too much. They listen to him. He makes kiddush. He says Bria Goven, and he didn't wash. They can wash. And they washed, and then he drinks his wine, and then he washes, and then they make a mighty. So by them, it's not too much of a hefsek. No. They won't drink the wine. They'll drink the wine, and all they're doing is listening to the kiddush and entering amen. But if he washed
first,
so that tells us the rifte chaviv olay that he wants to eat the chalas now. The davke ochim, so we take this into consideration. The ike gam kein shash hefsek. That means if he washed already, to tell him now to make kiddush, to drink wine, shemekadish ala yayim achanatila, to meishin kesavnu besim kot nun hes. Avul ba'almem, eichad eloi not al yodov. If he didn't wash his hands, so here God the Dusha brings down Hagom, Mutov, it's preferable, not Mutov. Mutov lekadish ala yayim, after rifte chavimu lo yaisim miyayim, vayin lekamo besimen reishayin besim tes ba'agor b'meshek kasab nusham. That means, if he didn't do what he had done, he jumped into it. He washed on the tools you're dying. So now it's rifte chaviveloi and it's a shayla v'hemsig. So we tell them, make kiddush ala pas. But if he wouldn't have washed his hands, even though rifte chaviveloi, we calm him down, listen, make kiddush amayim, it's only 2 minutes more and then you lead your pas. Now let us see the remor. Hago, now we'll come to this minig. V'yei shaymrim, Ado say, l'chadchile yeish, not the way the Mechaber says, that you first make kiddush and then you wash your hands and al tushadayim pas. L'chadchile yeish, lito yodav koydim ha-kiddush. He washes his hand. Ule kaddish ala yayin, and then he makes a kiddush on wine. The hein aminik koshit mimdinis eilu ve'elishanis. That's what one should do. That's what the Gemara says. Rak b'leil Pesach. And you say manishtana take. Leil Pesach is different because it's a merdeka hefsek. You're going to wash on the tillis, you're dying, say a whole agode, and then till you come to the mighty matter. Please, there is a tremendous hefsek. But over here, the Ramah holds, Nishkefela, but it's not a hefsek, since it's a tzorech, the kiddush, I have to make kiddush before the sudan, so memela, the kiddush and the drinking of the wine is not a hefsek, that's what one should do. Not what? Because we learned the Mishnah Berurah of the Achayinim Achayilik on the Ramah. The Achayinim Achayilik, the Ramah did it. But many Achayinim Achayilik on the Ramah, I know in Tells they do this. In Tells that they wash before Kiddush. But? That's a Yakis, the Yakis. No? The Yesh Oimrim de Lachatrila. The Ramah also, the Zichan Indian, that Yayin is before Pas. Yikadish ala Yayin. We used to have guys and they'll drink from the guys. Back at Kaki Boy Hamoiti, we used to pass. The king and the ain't a hefsick. Since it's not a hefsick. Since I put down this year's son, that the Kiddush is not a hefsick because it's a soilech besude. Svigalei legemo, the toim linekei lechatchilem. Why? Mishum de shein lo yayin o mekadish ala pas. Al kozi toch lito yod of kreide ma kiddish. If he doesn't have wine, he'll have to do this. Val kein toiv lina kein tamid boifen echod. So again, one should be consistent. If you don't have wine, you need to wash first. So be consistent. But in that kind of thing, but the limbs they get a cross behind him, I can tell a kind to be mazing the kais, which was a big chokhme and a big tuchim, but the enlaces came to kula alme, kivin, the tzorch ledag, the kiyofa, sheyim ze kedarkoi, sheloi, yechasa, vishloi yosef, have a hesach hadas. The English anoys. That's what the Gemara said. The kama achrayim kosvu. No, not like the Gemara. The tvei odif lechatchila lekadish al hayayin koydim netilas yadayim. No. Uchidasa mechabel. The bezei yaitu midine lechol adayis. Other days, all the tehefsik. Ubekamo mekoimais nogu kidivraim like the mechabels. That what the Gemara says, vechein aminik horshet memdinis eilu, to the Mishnah Berurah says, but there's a lot of places that have a different meaning. Then you make kiddush first, and then you wash. Miu, im kvar notal yodav koydem kiddush. If he washed his hands already, now the shilas, what should he do? Should he be mekadish ala pas, which is not so lechatchila, or should he be soimach on the remor that it's not a hefsik and be mekadish ala yayin? Biyun kvar notal yodav koydem kiddush, vozei yeshlasos ke remor, v'afal priken yekadish al yayin. Sarah Pinkes, come on, you see something to me after my hotel. Okay, what is it to you? What the hell?